During the past 2 years, Valdez has become increasingly aware of security. To many Valdezans today, the increased military presence and the focus on security seems new. But this month's historic moments focus on the many ways that the military and war have contributed to our history. Until 1949, the Richardson Highway was closed during the winter months to automobile traffic because of deep and drifted snow. It was the onset of the Cold War that provided the impetus to keep the highway open during the winter. Military bases in Alaska's interior needed to have a constant supply of fresh meat, dairy, produce, and other supplies, even during the winter months. Trucking had already increased along the Richardson in the summer because it was the shortest route to get supplies inland from the ocean freighters. One shipper in particular, Alaska Freight Lines, held a contract with the military to haul freight to the northern bases. In 1949, they launched a partnership with the Alaska Road Commission that became known as Operation Snowball. An Alaska Freight Lines crew set up camp on Thompson Pass and were charged with maintaining the pass that winter. The Alaska Road Commission maintained the road further north. Altogether, their goal was to maintain the 90 miles north of Valdez all winter long. They set up 5 garages and camps, one each at miles 19, 27, 35, 47, and 80. The camp where the Alaska Freight Lines crews lived that winter at mile 27 was a refurbished relief camp. Planning ahead for the coming snow, they built the door into the roof of their camp. Thompson Pass was the major hurdle to keeping the road open. Regular snowstorms, followed by gale force winds and sub-zero temperatures, made the pass inhospitable to machines and people. Special equipment was built for the operation, including 2 Kenworth trucks equipped with specially designed V-blades that could clear a 20-foot swath through the snow in one pass. 2 other Kenworth trucks were converted to rotary plows. During the winter, crews cleared the snow after each storm, not during the storm. Roadblocks were erected close to the roadhouses when weather was threatening. Even with dedicated crews, the road was often closed for long periods. Keeping the highways open was challenging that first winter of 1949, but Alaska Freight Lines and the Alaska Road Commission proved that it could be done.